Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
William Carey University Athletics.
Every sport you find exciting.
Crusader Talk.
Crusader Talk.
And now.
This is Crusader Talk.
Crusader Talk.
We're covering everything William Carey University Athletics. From the field to the court and the diamond. On Super Talk Hattiesburg 97.3 and supertalkhattiesburg.com. Now, here's your host, Ben Milam.
Man, that intro was a bop. Is it not?
It's one of my favorites. I love it.
How do I make that my ringtone?
Hey, we'll figure it out after the show.
We will figure it out. Hey, this is Crusader Talk, another week where we are talking all things William Carey Athletics. So good to be back with you. My name is Ben Milam, and I am rejoined by my partner, Caleb Hamill, newly minted father. I'm sure sleeping 12 hours a night. Caleb, how's that going?
You know, we just sprung forward that hour and lost that hour of sleep. I was like, what's one more hour at this point?
There you go. Like I said, Ben Milam, Caleb Hamill, alongside our producer, engineer, Will Tony, here. Like I said, glad to be back with you for another week. We are live from the Hattiesburg studio on 97.3, live on the web at supertalk.fm, supertalkhattiesburg.com, and also live in, or will be available in podcast form anywhere you get your podcast. All right, volleyball theme today, and very excited to be talking to Kelsey Weldon, head coach of our indoor and beach volleyball Crusaders. Coach Weldon, first talked to you on our little podcast last year. We've upgraded a little bit. Glad to be with you. How you doing?
Thanks for having me. I'm doing great. I'm excited to be here and to talk about all things volleyball.
There you go. A lot to talk about. You are in the throes of beach volleyball right now, and we'll get into the specifics of the season. We do want to go into your background a little bit because all of these different Crusaders we've talked to, coaches and players, a lot of them local, but a lot of them from a long way off. You are from Long Beach, California, which Long Beach, California, Hattiesburg, Mississippi, 2-2. I've heard them compared a lot, two very similar places. Talk about that. You came to Southern Miss to play volleyball, had a very successful career as a Golden Eagle. When you came to Hattiesburg, obviously a different perspective as a college student compared to living and working in Hattiesburg, but what struck you about Hattiesburg? And then when you graduated Southern Miss, what led to you wanting to stick around?
I actually came out and did my first visit at Southern Miss when I was 16 years old. I was a junior in high school. And it just, everything about Hattiesburg was different than where I was from. And all of my life, my dad actually pushed me and my sister, if we had the opportunity to play sports in another state, to take advantage of that. And so while I don't think he imagined me going so far across the country, when we came on, he came on the visit with me, I loved the pace of everything. I loved how friendly everybody was. I loved that there wasn't any California traffic. Although Hardy Street can get pretty bad sometimes. Yeah. And honestly, since then, because that was in like 2007 or 2006 even, since then, Hattiesburg has just exploded and it's gotten so much bigger. But immediately, I fell in love with Hattiesburg. I fell in love with the area. I liked that Southern Miss, even though it was larger than my high school, I went to a high school with 4,000 people. So it had a smaller feel even than my high school did.
Wow.
But I actually ended up receiving an offer on that trip, and I think I flew back to LAX, and I was probably one of their quickest commits, and I never looked back after that. And then throughout my time, it was apparent that I could make a bigger difference with volleyball here in Hattiesburg than I could. I also had no desire to move back to California, and I eventually met my husband here, and just it was really easy for me to figure out that I wanted to stay here.
Sure.
Well, we're glad we got to keep you here in Hattiesburg.
Yes, we are.
Now, for one thing, Ben mentioned just how closely related Hattiesburg and Long Beach are. I think one thing that stands out to me about the cultures of the two different communities are that volleyball's a pretty big deal out in California, and it's still growing in Mississippi, or at least was really in its infancy when you first came into the state. You spent a little bit of time at Oak Grove High School growing that program into what a blossoming program it is now, even to this day. How have you seen volleyball grow in this state just in your time you've spent so far in Mississippi?
Just the opportunities for the girls to play beyond high school has been phenomenal. You know, when I played at Southern Miss, there wasn't anybody from Mississippi on the team. When I first started coaching at Oak Grove, we didn't really have any athletes going on to play at the next level. Anna Kate Carsons was probably our first big one that went, and then a lot of girls started to follow suit behind her. And then even when I went over to Cary, there were very few athletes that I could recruit out of Mississippi, and this year was my seventh or eighth season, and I would say 60 or 70% of my roster is from Mississippi now. And with the JUCOs, adding volleyball and everything else, I mean, the sport is just, it's continuing to grow, and there's more opportunities for the girls to play, and it's become a lot more competitive.
Well, we've seen this William Cary athletics program grow a lot in the last decade, and you include these two volleyball programs in that on the indoor and beach volleyball side. I'm curious, when you were having those conversations 7 years ago with the administration at William Cary, why was the decision made to start a volleyball program?
I think that at the time, I think that William Cary was looking to grow the athletic department in general. And volleyball, in my opinion, is an easy sport to implement. I mean, it's one of the fastest growing sports across the country. Beach is now the fastest growing sport in the country. And even though volleyball was smaller here, it was just, it was one more, I mean, the JUCOs didn't even have it yet. And that was one more avenue to allow volleyball to grow in this area and just in the state in general. I think that also from a financial standpoint, I think volleyball is a less expensive sport to implement than some other sports that you would add. And it also gives you an opportunity to add 20 plus athletes into your athletic department as well.
Well, and I do want to ask, I would imagine the experience was a little bit different from starting that indoor program to the beach program 4 years ago. Were there some of the same challenges? I would imagine there were some of, you know, in some ways it was probably a little easier because you had done it before, but I would imagine it was still a difficult thing, as always, to start a program from the ground up.
I think one of the toughest things about starting beach was my lack of experience coaching it. Indoor, I'd coached for a long time. I had played it for so many years. Beach, I've played, but I had never really coached it when we decided to take the chance to start it. What really helped us during that time, though, was that Southern Miss was also in conversation about starting beach, and we still do not have a beach facility, and so we still use Southern Miss's facilities. But Sean Taylor over at USM, he was actually at Spring Hill before, and he actually helped me get beach off the ground. He's always been a mentor for me. And then when he moved over to Southern Miss, that really helped us as well. But we've always crossed over our athletes from our indoor side to the beach side. And so there was definitely a growing period for that. But every year, just even in the last 4 years, we've gotten a lot stronger.
I think beach volleyball is one of those things that I cycle back to when I was growing up. I think it was the 2012 London Olympics. A lot of people were focused on gymnastics, but a lot of other people were watching. I believe back then it was Misty May Traynor and Kerry Walsh and beach volleyball. And that gathered a lot of eyes. And I think it's not uncommon for people to say, why can't we do this more at the college level and see this more than just every 4 years in the Summer Olympics? Do you think people watching the Olympics contributed to this explosion in beach volleyball?
I think so. I mean, it definitely helps any exposure that you get for a sport, and volleyball in general has exploded. I mean, you see that, like, over ESPN and different networks, like, I mean, you're watching the games more, and the more that it's watched, the more it's going to grow. But I even think that as a female sport, adding beach for the people that can play, like, it's just, it's one more sport that girls can get into to play.
Coach, just a few more questions. Really wish this was about a 35-minute segment.
We could talk all day about this.
We could. But before we let you go, you are on your way out. You will move into a full-time faculty role at William Cary. And we will talk to Rhonda Shirley, head coach of a future head coach, I guess, incoming head coach for the Crusaders on both the indoor and beach volleyball side. As you make this transition, looking back at what you have built, this culture of success that you have established, what goes through your mind?
I'm sad to leave. I've loved every opportunity that I've had to build this program. I do feel confident leaving this program in Coach Shirley's hands. Yeah. I know you guys are going to get to talk to her in a minute. But just watching the program grow, I mean, just in the short 8 seasons that we've had to have the success we've been able to do, and honestly, this whole year has kind of been like a miracle season. You know, nobody thought we were going to be good in the fall, and we started out the season 19-0, and yeah. Here we are again, a fairly new team, and we're starting out conference play 5-0. So, yeah. I mean, I'm excited about this season. I'm excited about where I'm leaving the program when my time will be done. But I'm really excited because this program's not done growing. I'm excited to watch it continue to grow.
As are we, the Beach Volleyball Crusaders, currently ranked number 7 in the country. They will make their way through the final stretch of conference play till the end of March, and they'll roll right into postseason volleyball. Coach Weldon, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.
That's Kelsey Weldon. Up next, we will talk to Rhonda Shirley, incoming head coach, taking over for Coach Weldon. That and more coming your way on Crusader Talk.
The coaches, to the student athletes, and the fans that cheer them on. You're listening to Crusader Talk on Super Talk Hattiesburg 97.3 and supertalkhattiesburg.com.
Rolling right along on 97.3. This is Crusader Talk. We're talking all things William Carey athletics. Today we're talking all things William Carey Crusader volleyball. I want to thank Kelsey Weldon, head coach of our indoor and beach volleyball programs, for being with us. Caleb, like we said, that could have been a much longer conversation. Unfortunately, we were pigeonholed by one segment there.
Yeah, and it's exciting to see already what she's accomplished, and it's exciting to see what she's about to accomplish as she continues her career at William Carey in a faculty role and also just in Hattiesburg in general.
That is exactly right, and we, as we mentioned, she will be moving on, as Caleb talked about there. We are now talking to her successor, Rhonda Shirley, coming in with more than 23 years of head coaching experience at multiple levels of four-year college volleyball. First of all, Coach, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Coach Shirley is making her way from USC Upstate in Spartanburg, South Carolina. And Coach, talking to Coach Weldon before the show, and she talked about the relationship that you guys have been able to forge as part of this transition as you make your way to Hattiesburg and build some relationships with the current players. Talk about that relationship with Coach Weldon and that transitionary process alongside her.
Okay. Well, I'm just very grateful. I mean, Coach Weldon's done a great job of just, you know, accepting my role of coming in. I mean, we've known each other a little bit prior to me taking the job here. She was recruiting a few of my players when I was at the junior college level, and so first made our contact there. But she's just been very gracious, very helpful in my transition of coming in, setting up times when I have been on campus to meet with the players. And I've just really kind of been in awe of her and, you know, how she is really handing over, the baton to me and really wanting to see this program continue to succeed, because she's done an excellent job. And I can't thank her enough for just really being that bond to kind of, help me form those relationships with the current players and the incoming players.
Coach, this is Caleb Hamill, and I've just got a simple question for you out of the gate. Why William Carey? Why Hattiesburg?
You know, I really kind of wasn't overly looking for a job at the time, but, you know, I think God has a mysterious way of working. And when someone outside of William Carey had reached out to me about their job opening, and the only way they knew me was from coaching one of my former players and how they kind of the relationship they had with me, I thought, you know what, this is just willing, this is kind of a reason just to kind of seek this and see what it's all about. And once I talked to DJ and just got on campus and had the feel of the atmosphere around William Carey, the family-like feel, just the presence about it, and just how there is such a community feel, I knew I was in the right place. I think I thrive very much in those type of relationships. And, you know, I just think William Carey just has a ton to offer, strong academics, but just great relationships. And I think everybody knows, in order to have, like, strong programs, it's first about the relationships. And it doesn't start with just the coaches and the players. It starts up at top. And I think from the president on down, athletic directors and the other coaches, it was just a huge selling point for me.
Coach Hurley is yet another Hall of Famer that we have gotten to talk to on Crusader Talk. Real treat to talk to, again, Rhonda Shirley, incoming head coach of the Volleyball Crusaders, both on the indoor and beach side of things. Before she was at USC Upstate, she was at Hutchinson Community College in Kansas, along with Tyler and Navarro, compiled 585 victories at those three places, has had nine teams qualify for the NJCAA National Tournaments, runner-up finish in 2013, inducted into the NJCAA Coaches Association Hall of Fame, as mentioned. Coach, I would imagine that, you know, to build off of Caleb's question, there are probably a lot of different places that you could coach if you were looking. And we have a lot of people, when we're talking about background of why William Carey, that talk about that feel when you step on campus in Hattiesburg. Talk a little bit more about that. What exactly is that feeling that you specifically got the first time you stepped on a campus at William Carey?
I mean, again, I just think it's the relationships. I just don't think people can put enough stock into that. I mean, you can have, you know, I mean, I think William Carey has awesome facilities and a great campus, but, like, you can be somewhere that's all shiny and new, but it can also be a facade. And I just think there is not enough stock, and I think I've learned that over my coaching career, that there is just so much more to it than, you know, the facilities, the equipment, the budgets, all of that kind of stuff. You know, if you don't have the relationship with, you know, faculty, if you don't have relationships with the president, if you don't have relationships, like a genuine relationship with your AD, which I feel that from DJ, like, it's not going to matter. And to me, that's where it's at. And really for me to be where I'm at in my coaching career, like, that is the most important to me, because I want to foster that into my own players and my own program, because that is what I am about, is building relationships with my players and having a family atmosphere. But I can't foster that if outside of my own program doesn't emulate that. And so it was so much about that. I can tell that William Carey cares about their students first, academically, and then them as athletes. And that's so important to me, because as young females, not a lot of these, obviously, young ladies are going to go on and play professionally. I think I have five former players that are still playing professionally. And so that percentage is not high. And so we really have to groom them to be able to go out into the real world and the work world. And that's first going to start with their academics and getting a good education. And I would not go to any college to coach if I didn't feel like they were getting a quality education. And then next, how can a university or college help me foster them as people to go out into the real world? And so William Carey just hit all of those spots for me. And it is hard to put words into that feel, yeah. But I've been doing this long enough that, and my husband was on the journey with me. He came down and he's been on it with me since I've started coaching, and he felt the same way, that this was going to be the right spot for me to be the coach I am and to foster those things that are important to me. And it is the relationships, because I think if you have those, the wins will come. I can do the X's and O's, sure. But people aren't going to do what you want them to do if they don't think you care. And that's important to me.
You know, one of those relationships that you've already gotten to foster so far has been with Athletic Director DJ Pulley, who had high praise for you in the write-up they had for you when you were officially announced. He mentioned and attested to your focus on developing student-athletes as a whole, as well as your X's and O's. And so I lead that into the question of, what does a Coach Shirley, Coach Team, look like in comparison to others?
Again, I think it's just a holistic view. I mean, again, I wouldn't be coaching if I wasn't, you know, die hard about being competitive and, you know, loving to win. And I love to watch film and the X's and O's and breaking things down and those type of things. I mean, I love being on the court and I love all of those fundamental things. But I think I learned very early on in my career that that's not just all what it's about. Like, to get the most out of your players, like, they have to know that you care, just like I wanted to know when I was an athlete that my coach cared about me outside of just being an athlete. And I thought that would come organic to me. But, you know, I think sometimes when you get removed from being an athlete to a coach, you kind of forget those things. And, you know, so for me as a coach, I think if anybody, my former players would talk about me as a coach, more of them are going to talk about my relationship with them and the life lessons I taught them than probably before they're ever going to talk about any of the championships we won. And we've won a lot of them. But I feel like if you really would pool most of my players and ask them, they would first talk about the relationship and how they took that into life to be, you know, a quality professional or a career woman or a mother, a wife. Like, I think I was a very good or have been a very good role model to all these young ladies too about you can be a mom. I have six children of my own. You can be a mom. You can be successful at being in a career. You can have a successful marriage. Like, you can have all of these things. You don't have to choose one over the other. And so I just think that I bring all of those things into it. I talk about all of those things while I'm coaching young ladies. It's not just about volleyball. You know, it's about the academics. It's about volleyball. But it's about relationships. It's about what do you want to do later on in life. And how can we get you there through the channel of volleyball and being in this dynamic?
Oh, development of six children, I think, will prepare you for coaching yeah. and developing players for a long time.
I would say so.
Yeah.
Well, Coach Shirley, yeah. It has been a pleasure to talk to you. Time tends to fly by when you're having fun. We've had fun talking to you. We are all out of time on this segment, but we wish you the absolute best of luck. Can't wait to have you here in Hattiesburg.
Yeah, I can't wait to be there either. I'm very excited. Thank you so much.
All right, Coach. Thank you. That is Rhonda Shirley, future head coach. I don't know if that's the right way to say it. Future, former,
incoming
head coach. She will be officially the head coach on April 1st. That is when the transition will begin from Coach Weldon to Coach Shirley. Rolling right along on Crusader Talk, we will talk to the boss man himself, DJ Pulley, coming up on the other side of this break. Back in just a moment.
Be on your best behavior.
You're listening to Crusader Talk on Super Talk Hattiesburg 97.3 and supertalkhattiesburg.com.
We continue on Crusader Talk. Again, I want to thank Kelsey Weldon, current head coach of our indoor and beach volleyball programs here at William Carey, and incoming head coach, Rhonda Shirley. It was a treat to talk to her, the Hall of Famer, who we are very, very excited to have in Hattiesburg. She has been successful literally everywhere she has been, and she is going to really build on this culture that Coach Weldon has established. And, yeah, could not be more excited to have her in Hattiesburg and at William Carey. My name is Ben Milam. That's Caleb Hamill. We are with our producer-engineer, Will Tony, who does a fantastic job in ways that you couldn't even guess. Will Tony, a true professional back there, pushing all the right buttons.
Yeah.
He's very humble, too.
Very professional, yes.
Yes, yeah.
He would never tell you that himself.
No, he would. He's a humble guy.
Absolutely not.
All right, we are talking, as I said, as we sent it to break, talking to DJ Pulley. He pulls all the levers for the William Carey Athletics Department. I've never used that pun before, DJ, but glad to have you on, man.
Glad to be with you guys. Caleb, congratulations, Papa.
Thank you.
How's the baby doing, my friend?
He's doing well. We had a little scare in his development early on, but we made it out of the NICU, and he has been a joy to have at home.
Well, good to hear. I'm proud of you, man. Just remember, take every opportunity you can to sleep. You know, so just, you know, better get it while you can. So.
I will take that advice to the bank.
Yep.
Well, Coach, I don't. Coach, man, we've talked to two coaches already. DJ, not Coach Pulley. DJ, I don't know if you got to hear that interview with Coach Shirley, but man, she's fun to talk to. She's going to bring some fire to William Carey. Talk about, first of all, when you sat down with her, you approached her with this possibility, potential of her taking over for Coach Weldon. What was your first impression of Coach Shirley?
Yeah, you know, it was kind of interesting how the whole process went down. You know, kind of, you know, Kelsey had an opportunity to move to the academic side, and she, you know, we knew about it back in the late summer that it could happen, and then it did happen, and you know, and I've been in her shoes before. You know, she got two small kids, and you know, as much as I hated for her to make that decision, I knew in my heart of hearts it was the best decision for her and her family.
Sure.
And I was just glad she wasn't leaving Carey altogether. I mean, Kelsey's such a tremendous asset to the university on so many fronts. She's an amazing, amazing person. Really believes in what we're doing over there. So I was, you know, hated to see her leave coaching because I feel like she's just hitting her stride. You know, with the success of this past year and the success she's had in Beach, really started in the Beach season for them last year. You know, they made a good run in the conference tournament, and then you know had a good showing at the AVCA tournament. So it was a little bittersweet to have it. And then we had some conversations with some, you know, we were trying to kind of put feelers out, and then was really getting to the point where honestly we were fixing to probably have to come out and announce that we were going to post the job, and which was kind of a scary thought for me because I was worried about it messing up recruiting and retention and things like that. And then I get a message from a coach in the area and says, I know where your coach is at. And it was, they gave me, said, you need to call Rhonda Shirley. And so I started doing my homework, my research on her. And I was like, this is, you know, I couldn't believe what I was reading, first of all. And I was like, well, she's never going to be interested in a place like Carey. You know, she's a Hall of Fame coach. She's, you know, and really the complete opposite of anything we've ever hired at Carey. You think about the rest of us, we all started as babies, 23 years old and right out of college. And she's coming in with experience. And, and so it was kind of like, well, let's just see what she says. But when I couple conversations, you know, within 5 minutes of the first conversation, I knew, like, this is who I want as my coach. Now, can I pull it off? And then when we had her down for campus visit, you know, the coaches were just, you know, blown away. Dr. Burnett was blown away, you know, just what we were finding out. And then, you know, she was really blown away by Carey. So it was kind of like, wow, can we make this work? And then fortunately we were able to make it work. And we're looking forward to getting down here on campus and, you know, taking, you know, continuing the work that Kelsey's laid down. And I think that's something that Rhonda Shirley can do for us.
You know, Ben, people talk about Mayor Toby Barker as being one of the busiest guys in Hattiesburg, and he never sleeps. I think DJ's right behind him as far as the busiest people in Hattiesburg.
I'm at a middle school baseball game right now in Bay St. Louis.
That's what we call a break for you.
It is a break. It is a break.
Well, you know, I joke about that, and I'm not just blowing smoke, because DJ, you have had quite a career already as an athletic director. I would still call it, you know, young career as AD, but you have already seen William Carey Athletics grow exponentially in the few years that you've had at the helm. Walk us through some of these big changes that you've already seen in your tenure.
Well, it was, and I said this was, you know, for me coming in, you know, it was really perfect timing, and you know, and what I found out 6 months on the job, it was definitely the Lord was, you know, I think he was, you know, guiding me to this spot, you know, because the, you know, 6 months on the job, I got my first baptism of fire with a tornado, you know. Literally, you know, thinking like, my gosh, you know, my AD career might be short. And then I haven't schooled anymore, because it was like, I mean, it was a very nerve-wracking time. And then just going through all of that, and then, you know, I just remember, you know, that I grew, I mean, it's the only way to say I grew up a lot that spring. I went from being a very indecisive, I would say, athletic director. I know, you know, I was blessed to have Coach Knight still, you know, there at the time. But, you know, I couldn't, you know, I had to step up and do things, make quick decisions, things like that. And I realized to myself that I could do it. And you know, I remember that spring was really a surreal moment because those kids in that group of the 2016-2017 kids, they knew that their season could have been taken away from them at that moment from the tornado. Yeah. And you know, that's the year we go to the, we make it all the way to the final. You know, we're in the final four of the baseball World Series. You know, we had one of our best springs really we've ever had, and it laid the groundwork for us. You know, going into that next fall. You know, women's soccer probably should have won national championship that year. You know, men's soccer made a deep run.
Right.
Then also we're looking around like, crap, you know, we can do this. And then, you know, in 18, we got over the hump, you know, with a women's soccer title. And then, and, you know, right there, you know, before COVID, you know, men's track and field was poised to win two of them because they were going to – they won. We knew they were going to win. We felt like they were going to win outdoor. We thought indoor was a steal for us. I mean, that was as deep a track team as we've ever, you know, we've ever had. I mean, and, you know, and that team, you know, you talk about how good it is, they got pillaged by SEC schools in the recruiting cycle, you know, because they couldn't recruit. And it was just like, all of a sudden we're like, wow, we can really do this thing. And then all the coaches and the kids believe that we can do it. They bought into what we were selling, the hard work, getting it done in every area. And it's been fun to watch. I mean, it's, you know, we've had our ups and downs. And you know, some sports have had good runs, some, you know, and have struggled as of late, but they're going to regroup, be fine. And I just can't believe it's been ending 6 years now. I mean, it seems like it's flown by. It's really a blur. So, but it's been an interesting ride for sure.
You know, just thinking back now, you mentioned that tornado, and my first game ever to watch William Carey play was the first game back at Clinton Gym the following year of the tornado. Mm-hmm. And I could tell just from that first game, you know, what Carey Athletics meant to the city of Hattiesburg, and what at the time basketball meant to the university as well.
Yes. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, and it was such a, you know, I mean, that's just those kids and then that fight they had and that grit they had. You know, they were playing on the road. I mean, baseball, that baseball team played on the road for 2 months before they got to come home. And then I remember they came home, they put up like 25 runs the first game back against Loyola. I guess a good Loyola team that year.
Yeah.
I mean, we beat them like 25-2. And you just knew, and then you get down to it, you know, we're playing in the opening round, we're hosting it with no lights. You know, trying to play a five-team double elimination baseball tournament, which if you ever want to know what stress is for an administrator, that's stress.
It made you pull out all your hair, didn't it?
Oh, my, yeah, real quick. But it was funny because I remember that first game took forever. It was like, I wish they would have been in some of these major league pitching rules now. Back then, because they were like changing pitchers every batter and all. I'm like, my gosh, things are never going to end. And then the next game out, both pitchers threw a no hitter and played about 45 minutes, played seven innings, it seemed like. We got back on schedule, and it all ended with Wes Brown knocking in Adrian Brown at the plate, and one of the most famous photos we got in our athletic department.
Yep.
You know, them sliding home to send us to Idaho for the first time ever. You know, Coach Hofford, gosh, think about that career he's had. And that game, we've been in that game so many times in his career, and had crazy ways it's lost, and that day it worked out, and it was amazing time.
Well, DJ, do want to ask you to stick with the volleyball theme?
Yes.
This program, the indoor program, I mean, you were there right around its inception, and you were there for the beach volleyball program's inception under Coach Weldon. Why? I think people look at a sport like volleyball. Caleb, we were talking that volleyball is probably a little underdeveloped in Mississippi, maybe is a little bit of an afterthought when people think of college sports. But the athletics department at William Carey has really made a commitment to invest in those two programs. Why?
Well, I think the one thing was, and you're right, I'll say this, I see volleyball in Mississippi is what softball was Mississippi 20 years ago. When you think about how softball looked in our state in 2004 or 5. Now, there were some good players, but they were stretched out. And now you're seeing, and I think it has to do with, you know, Ole Miss, Mississippi State, William Carey, Mississippi College, Bellhaven has really, you know, those sports, you kind of went in and hired legitimate coaches and invested funds and put it in there. And then what happens is, I mean, through – when you have this many players, some of them are going to end up coaching. And now you look at local high schools, they're all like, I can name six kids on the coast here who played softball for us, who played at Carey, and it's just makes the play better. And volleyball, that's going to happen. It's coming. It's going to be, volleyball's going to get in the high schools and get to where it's not being coached by, you know, just somebody as an extra supplement. You're going to have, you know, kids who play volleyball in college because there's opportunities to play in the junior colleges. Because Jones is doing volleyball, Pearl River's got it. You know, obviously, you know, us, Bellhaven, MC, Millsaps all playing volleyball. So you're going to start seeing kids who are getting out of graduating college, who are going to be educators, and it's a fantastic field. And with the state doing what they did a few years ago with the increase in teachers' pay and teacher supplements, it's a good career to get into now. And then they can go coach a sport, make some extra money on top of it, and they really got true volleyball experience. That's what I was telling Coach Shirley. I was like, Rhonda, I was like, when you get here, I think the biggest impact you're going to have it's going to be on Cary's campus, yes, because you're going to keep adding and building what we're on, but it's going to be the impact that you could have if you coach for the next decade at Cary, if your coaches are coaching in high schools around you, making volleyball better in Mississippi. And I think that's where it's going to. I really firmly believe that. It's such an amazing sport to watch. Everybody loves fast-paced sports. I mean, everybody loves fast-paced softball because it's, you know, you're bam, bam, bam. And then volleyball is just the same way. I mean, a match can be over in less than an hour sometimes.
Yep.
It's crazy. And the ladies enjoy it. It's a good sport for them to compete in. You know, I just think it's where it's going. Having beach volleyball is another big step because kids want to do both. And so we've taken it on. You know, we're committed to that. We should be breaking ground hopefully in the fall on two beach courts on campus.
Hey.
Which will be our next evolution there. Yep. And I know that's a priority for Dr. Burnett. To get the ladies on campus because he went over to USM the other day and he loved it, but he just liked seeing all that black and gold over there.
Yeah.
And so
DJ, we're coming to the end of a segment right here. I hate to cut you off, but always great to talk to you, DJ. We'll talk to you soon, man.
Yes, sir. Y'all be good. Thanks, gentlemen.
We'll continue right after this.
You're tuned in to Crusader Talk on Super Talk Hattiesburg 97.3 and supertalkhattiesburg.com.
Yes, you are. We have had a whole lot of fun. Another great edition of Crusader Talk, talking to Kelsey Weldon, current head coach of our indoor and beach volleyball programs here at William Carey, and talking to Rhonda Shirley. I want to thank those two for being on. DJ Pulley, allowing us inside the mind of the engine, where it starts at the athletics department at William Carey. We're going to have DJ on another time, sometime real soon here. Wrapping things up, my name is Ben Milam. I'm with my partner, Caleb Hamill, Will Tony, our producer, engineer. And Caleb, a little bit of a lighter week. Things are not slowing down at William Carey because the spring is still an extremely busy time of year. But spring break, typically we will talk to a student athlete. If some of you are wondering why that is not, it's because it is spring break. Most of our Crusaders are either out on the road competing for our spring sports. Some of our other student athletes are on vacation, taking some time off between trimesters, and still have plenty of Crusader action to talk about from this past week. We will do a quick review, and we'll look ahead on the schedule for this next week here in a second. But we will continue our new feature. I don't know if you can call it new anymore. We've done it 2 weeks. Seder of the Week, Caleb. We had a couple of Crusaders named SSAC Players of the Week. Patrick Lee of baseball last week for his performance 2 weeks ago was last week's SSAC Player of the Week. On the baseball side of things, this week, this came out today from the SSAC office. Ryan Hornsby, pitcher for the Crusaders, and Coach Fletcher on the softball diamond, was named your SSAC Player of the Week, and she is our Seder of the Week. In a 4-0 week, undefeated for the Lady Crusaders, Ryan Hornsby hit 800 at the plate, slugged 1,100, totaled 8 hits, scored 4 runs, drove in 5 RBI. She had a hit in every single game, drove in the winning run in a 1-0 game in that first one in the doubleheader against Faulkner. And by the way, she threw a gem in the circle with a 0.51 ERA across 2 outings in 13 2/3 innings, fanning 11 and going 3-0. Excuse me, I shorted her a performance there. That will do, Caleb.
I mean, to have somebody that's that successful in the circle as well as a threat at the plate.
Yeah.
I mean, just hitting 800 over any stretch, whether it be one game or 4, is pretty incredible. So congratulations to Ryan Hornsby.
Yes, absolutely. True freshman, too, to boot.
Woo.
And her counterpart in the circle, Haley Nations, a little banged up, hasn't been able to throw, did not throw last week. And so it was such a huge deal to get that kind of performance out of Ryan Hornsby to pick up some of that slack. And the hope is that Haley will be able to work her way back into the rotation pretty soon here. But we'll talk about what softball has ahead this week and baseball also in action. But to reverse a little bit, a quick review of what we missed from last week, both our men's and women's golf teams won the Wolfpack Invitational at Loyola. That was last Monday and Tuesday. And then softball got two wins over Southeastern Baptist College out of Laurel, 21-0 and 8-0. Both run rule shortened affairs, as you might surmise by those totals there. Baseball went up to Georgia, took on Point University, future SSAC opponent, and it got a 21-16 win. We got some football scores here. And then the Beach Volleyball Crusaders stayed undefeated in conference play. The number 7 nationally ranked Beach Volleyball Crusaders picked up two big wins against St. Andrews University and Bob Jones University in the Sun Conference. Softball 2-0 against Faulkner on Saturday. Baseball lost 2 out of 3 against a really good Talladega College team, and they will look to bounce back ahead this week. Caleb, quick highlights for this next week as we've got about 60 seconds here. We, as mentioned, even with a lighter week this week, still plenty to talk about. But how about those golf Crusaders? They've had, both on the men's and women's side, strong performances. And we're going to talk to Coach Mixon here in a couple weeks, but big way, kind of a loud weekend, or I guess Monday and Tuesday, loud week last week to go and win that Wolfpack Invitational.
Yeah, and it was a good time weather-wise to be playing golf out there, too. Now, it's cooled off a good bit here lately. I was talking with my parents who were up in North Mississippi over the weekend. It was about low 40s at one point, and then I looked at my watch over here, and my smartwatch said it's 71 in Hattiesburg. Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, for golf, I mean, what a sport for William Carey to be capitalizing on.
Yeah.
Yeah, just another notch in the belt of William Carey athletics to boot, with track and soccer and baseball, softball. You just throw golf in the mix, too. Why not?
Why not? There's just a whole lot of success. It is an exciting time to be a William Carey Crusader. We are so glad to be a part of it. We're glad to have you a part of it as listeners of Crusader Talk. We want to thank you for spending part of your Monday evening with us. A whole lot of things you can do with a Monday night. Glad you chose to spend a little bit of it with us. Next week, we've got another great show for you. Hope to have you back with us then. That is Caleb Hamill, Will Tony, our producer, engineer. My name is Ben Milam. Until then, go Saders and good night.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.